ดีเองชาดีไหมAnd you're very welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Simon.
Once again, we have listened.To your thoughts for healing. Do you remember my words from last time?
Yes.
Well, I will be.Interested for you all to speak individually about this.
Shall I start then?
I
didn't really feel I did very well with it, but it really.Made me realize how my concentration is so bad, but if I did get a bit deeper, I felt like it was very almost nourishing and sort of bringing you much closer to the person. I could see that I was, my attention just kind of wanders away too much, you know, too much, lots of sort of kind of superficial thoughts take my attention away.
But you felt the connection.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
I did. I felt it was very sort of beneficial. It felt very nice.
Yes, do not be too concerned that you may not always be focused. We are still able to use all of your energy. So,
I sometimes feel a bit dizzy when I'm really concentrating.
Yes, if you are too focused,then that is the effect on the physical that you will have. Try not to be so intense, but just to let that feeling grow within you, gently and slowly. Yes.
I remember that you said don't try too hard, just let it come naturally.
Yes.
And I found it a lot easier to do that instead of trying to make something happen, just go with the flow.
Yes, I am aware of that statement, and yes, it is quite a good one for...a human being to follow. Yes.
Yeah. When I was doing it, I was aware of after a while you sort of get into that stage where I usually hear sort of ringing sort of sounds andIt seems to get more sort of like that as I'm sending out the healing, and it feels almost like an energy build up or something, and feels like sort of just, yeah, the connection is getting stronger to.
Yes, so is the connection stronger with yourself or for the one that you have asked for?
As I was trying to be a bit more aware of what was happening in myself, I was certainly aware of sometimes it would be around my head, sometimes more the
so
the
you
chest
felt
area.
The expansion, if you like, of your own energy.
Yes, it
yes.
did feel like that. Yeah, like energy building up inside of me as I was.
Yes.
Yeah. Like some kind of yeah interconnection of energy. Yeah.
Rather than just a physical thinking thought. You felt that connection with the person in need. Yes.
Yes. I think so. I can't say I felt it, you know, clearly or anything. It was a vague build up of the energies, almost like my chakras were sort of going brighter or something, but yeah.
Thank you.
The way I was doing it before you came and spoke about this, I was more sort of tapping into my inner love to go and give it to somebody else, and which felt nice. But then when you spoke about it, tapping more into spiritual love, I went and experienced that and felt that it was kind of a shower of light coming down and helping me to sort of lift up and stand up a little bit more.
Yes.
It was an all uplifting experience that I was having. And I was really wondering how far could I go with it, and I even send a bubble of healing love to somebody I really dislike that I had lots of problems with in the past. And the shower of love was just as beautiful as for anybody else. And I felt that was really nice that I was able to be a part of. I mean,
yes.
not putting myself in it, but it's just the thought of really sending true love to that person.
So you felt there was a true spiritual
yes.
connection.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
I felt as though I was connecting with the people I was asking for without any judgment. I found it increasingly easy to just
yes.
to ask for all types of people and all the things that happen in the world, just to feel there's a deeper level of connection of love with them. No judgment. It just seems natural and quicker to get there.
Yes. Yes, there should never be any judgment made.
No.
To someone who is receiving your love and your healing.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
I just felt I more or less forgot what I was supposed to be doing. But I try and send out the light anyway. But mainly I think I focus on just trying to be more centered and breathing and sending love out in a more general way to transmute, if that makes sense, rather than to specific people.
Yes. It is wonderful when you can connect to all of life, of course, rather than to be isolated with just one or two people.
Mm.
So, yes, good.
Yeah, like Serena, I've been doing this for quite a number of years, really. Sending light and love, but I did notice when Graham and I did the first time we practiced it, I did feel an increase, definitely, in, I think, just the energy, really.
Yes, you have mentioned, as others have within this room, the word energy. And that, my dear friends, is the key factor. Energy is everything.
And I think anything that you, whenever I focus on not just this, but anything, if I bring my whole being to focus on it, then it is always more powerful, what I'm doing.
Yes.
Whether it's music or even reading, I think, digesting things sometimes, absorbing information.
Each of you are your own best guidance. Always be aware of your spiritual love and feelings that are different from those of the physical. If you can differentiate between the two, you have come a long way to understanding your own spirit. I have not heard from the lady yet.
From Vasily and
Lillian? Yes, I speak of the lady to my left.
Yes, I must confess, at times I have problems with the hearing, so I didn't get all that was going on, and I really don't remember a lot about it, and that's being very honest.
Yes. You are a kind human being, always have been and always will be. So, although you did not fully understand, you are able to give out much energy without too much thought. I say to you, just to continue in the way that you have for many of your earth years.
Thank you.
And may I hear from the other lady, please?
I wasn't here for that one. I wasn't too sure what I was meant to be doing. Sorry.
There is still time to try, because I would like you all, my dear friends, to continue with this. Not every time, of course. You must do what makes you feel comfortable,
yes,
shall we say.
I'll read the transcript, that will help.
Yeah,
I'll have a read too. I've already read it.
But the important word used this evening is not connection, not love, but feeling the change of energy. If you feel that exchange of energies, you are on the right pathway to understanding what asking for healing means. So thank you, my dear friends, for that little exercise, which can only but help you to expand the senses that you already have.
Thank you for giving it to us.
Talking of energies, can I just ask a question for my daughter?
Yes.
She's been puzzled why the shape of a pyramid has this energy within it and around it. Why that shape?
Why the shape? There are many shapes, of course, which have stronger energies, you can take a complete circle, which testifies to no beginning, no end. That, of course, would have energy of an extra type. The triangle meets from point to point, and the shape then creates an energy which is very fulfilling, which is very healing, and which has many properties to it. It is not the only shape. That is the best that I can tell you at this time.
And I know we've spoken of the circles that come in the build.
Yes, and you also, of course, on the planet have many what you term ley lines, which are just lines but still have powerful energy.
Okay. Is there a reason that the ley lines are there?
Of course, they are supporting the planet Earth as they support many other planets.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It is a support system of energy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I hope that will satisfy your daughter. There is no need to go into technical details, but just to know that it does exist, that it can help in many, many ways.
It was just a subject we got on, and it did go on and on.
That,
but it was interesting.
That is why it is good to speak amongst yourselves, to give each of you your own experience, to allow the other person to think and to wonder and to know.
Would it be useful, do you think it would benefit people to build pyramids in their gardens and meditate in them?
Oh, of course, whatever builds the energy, whatever is healing, can only be good for you and for your planet. That is why there are so many around your world. As I say, the pyramid is not the only shape. You take the circles, you take the straight lines, and you would be amazed at how much energy this earthly planet has.
Is it partly to do with balance and focusing of the energy?
Balance, of course, and what was the question?
And focusing the energy as well.
Yes. There are many reasons why they are also very creative, and throughout your history much has been learned from pyramids, and there is much under the waters of your planet which will eventually be recognized as energy healers and energy spots.
Yes, because they have water flowing under the Bosnian pyramid.
Yes, there's always a connection. Water is a very strong element.
And the pyramid somehow harnesses that energy.
Yes, because it is creative. It is used for creative work, or how shall we say? They have been placed on the earth for mankind to come to know about them. And it has taken so long before they have been truly recognized for what they are.
They also had in the Bosnian pyramid stones and crystals specially positioned.
That is what I am trying to say to you, my dear friend. It is not just the pyramid. If you are to add crystals, there are crystals throughout your world being used this very day for good. I am sure you are all aware of crystal energies, are you not?
Yes. Lots of crystals.
Yes.
Yes, some people have a very have a sensitivity to crystal, don't they, the energy. And they have a good, a friend of mine feels the energy very, very strongly, and she uses them a lot for healing.
Yes. That energy will be attracting the energy within your human body. Mm. That is why, really, I would suggest to you that you choose your own crystals, because the energies combine to make it even more powerful.
Oh.
And your own body energy is made stronger. But like all things in your earthly world, there are many questions and many answers.
Yes. Yes, I've often been wondered why, if I'm in the garden and a big stone, small stone, it really doesn't matter, but I pick it up and you can see such colours in there, all blending around. And I've wondered why the different colours.
It is the wonder of existence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should blend with all of these energies at some time, if you possibly can. Yes.
So if you held it long enough, you would begin to feel...
You will begin to feel part of that energy. Mm. In the same way, the energy of whatever you are holding transfers itself into your physical body.
Mm.
That is why healings exist.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like the other day, where I had a little stone that had been picked at some point and been kept in a drawer someplace, and then suddenly I had it in my hand, and all I wanted to do was just drop it on the ground, which I did. And I could feel this little bit of stone thanking me for giving it back to the earth and being connected again with the elements, versus being stuck in a box in a drawer.
Yes.
It was amazing to feel that connection with that little stone.
Yes, you obviously felt a very strong connection. But I would like you, my dear friends, to think a little more on your world, your energy points, whether it be your pyramids, whether it be crystals, whether it be lines, whether it just be the touch of another human being.
Mm.
You are all made of energy. Just it is very powerful.
Yeah.
Just going back to ley lines, presumably when our planet first formed, there were no ley lines, but they must have grown since then. I just wonder what was...
Well, when you say no ley lines, there was energy.
Yes.
So they, of course, developed at that early stage into stronger energy and called ley lines. To me, the names mean very little.
Yes.
All things are energy.
Was life itself on this planet responsible for creating those ley lines? Or did they
No, they have always been.
They've always been. Do they ever move, or are they fixed?
They can, of course, move because of the situation where they are. They are... energy underneath what you call physical earth.
Yes.
So there is slight movement, but I would say nothing overly powerful.
Mm.
Gentle movements.
Yes.
Yes.
So would the elementals be attracted to these ley lines?
They, of course, would be, as we all are. When we speak of energy, you have to begin to think of it as a whole, not as separate issues. Yeah. Focus on all energy together, and then you will feel the power of that energy.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Do they run fairly straight, or are they more like rivers that bend ley lines?
Like all energy, it can be transmuted.
Mm.
So in that case, of course, they could change or alter, but the energy does not change.
Mm.
Do you understand? No.
So I was thinking, do they, so they don't have to be straight lines?
No.
They can be curved?
No, like the bend of a river.
Mm.
It is always continuous.
Mm. Mm.
I feel the puzzlement in the room, but I will let you stop and think about this.
I kind of see them like a big spider's web.
Mm.
And we're just one planet in the whole ley line system. Is that wrong?
The whole of your Earth has ley lines, yes, of course. How you perceive that to be, how it affects you, is quite an individual thing. It does not matter. It really does not matter. They exist because all things are energy.
Mm.
If you wish to call them ley lines, if you wish to call it a pyramid, so be it.
Mm.
It matters not. It is the recognition that the energy is there.
Mm.
That is what is important.
Going back briefly to building a pyramid in a garden situation.
Yes.
Would it matter much what materials you'd use to build it, or is it more about the shape?
The shape for pyramids, yeah.
Mm.
And of course you are standing it onto the ground, the earth of the planet,
mm.
which is an extra boost of energy.
Right, so would that...
So, I would say if you wish to do this in a garden,
mm.
to choose the right place,
mm-hmm.
The place that gives you the feeling of the energy that is there,
mm.
and then to build the pyramid on top.
Right, right. Would something, putting a bit of concrete down on the base, interfere with that earth energy?
Not really.
Mm.
Not really.
Mm.
If you imagine every single thing on this planet that exists is energy, all you are doing is combining those energies.
Ah.
If it is wrong, it will not last.
Mm.
Ah. As I say, all things are transmutable when it comes to energy.
Mm. Oh, thank you. Sarah,
yeah. Going back to crystals, Sandra, is there so much energy in these crystals because they've been so compressed under the Earth's weight that's made the crystals?
Yes, of course. Of course that is a reason. That is why it is best for you to choose your own crystal, because the energy within the crystal and the energy within you as a human being would be different. But yes. And sometimes crystals are more powerful where they come from.
Yes.
The earth. Yes. It does make a slight difference, but nothing that I would tell you about.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Hmm. Well, I would imagine something energetically important happens when a meteorite comes down and hits the earth.
Yes, you have to remember, my dear friend, you are one small planet. I will repeat myself. You are one small planet in many universes. There will always be energy because that is what you are. You are energy. The comets or the stars or whatever you wish to call them, it is all energy. There may be different degrees, but that is all.
And that's the basis of astrology as well, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
You once mentioned something called cosmic energy, which our cosmic brothers use for transport around.
Yes, because they have realized that the energy which is all around us can be used.
Yes.
It can be used for travel. It can be used to maintain the energy of each other, which is another subject.
Gosh.
But I think for now,
okay,
you have enough to think about.
Yes. Well, thank you for all that information.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I will take my leave of you now. And
before you go, your instrument had asked a question, something for you to respond if you could. And the other day, she was wondering. She went to a funeral to a crematorium nearby, and she felt that the energy over there was completely off and not very nice. She didn't feel good in there.
Even though before she went there and felt good in there.
On previous occasions, and she was wondering if you could comment on that.
I see, yes. Yes, I know. The problem there was that before that particular occasion, there had been people attending a funeral who had very negative vibes.
Right.
Very negative. And that negativity was enough for the lady to feel, and to feel that the whole of the room was in some kind of negativity.
Right.
But it would have lifted afterwards.
Right.
It would not have lasted, because you would have had angelic beings move in to clear the situation.
Mm-hmm.
These places are places of sorrow and sadness for many, and it does change atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But what she felt that day, please tell her, is fleeting.
Right.
Mm.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you for her.
Mm-hmm.
But
you.
As I say, I will take my leave. I wish you all a very good holiday, you call them.
Yeah, that's right.
and hopefully we shall meet again very soon.
Thank you.
My love goes with each and every one of you.
Thank you.
My love goes with you.